AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's been a tense start to the United Nations climate talks in Paris. There were at least 100 arrests after the clashes between riot police and groups of protesters. Paris's police chief says there were no arrests. As for the conference, Faith Birol with the International Energy Agency thinks there will be results.
I am very optimistic about this meeting on the basis of what is happening in the energy sector, but also on the basis of what is happening in the international political sphere.
Paris's police chief says there were no injuries as a result of the protests. President Obama says the goal in Paris is a long-term framework for more global reductions. A law enforcement source tells the AP the suspect in the Planned Parenthood shooting in Colorado, Robert Louis Deer, said after his arrest, no more baby parts. Investigators have not revealed a motive yet for the shooting that left three people dead. Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers considers this an act of terrorism.
We have a person that's pretty much off the grid and acting for whatever motivations. Very hard to ferret out these folks.
Suthers was on ABC's This Week. Neighbors described Deer as reclusive. A storm system is stalled over the southern plains. It means the possibility of more flooding in North Texas. The storm system is blamed for 8 deaths in Texas, 6 in Kansas since Thanksgiving Day. A woman is missing in Fort Worth, Texas after her car was swept away by floodwaters. Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush says he has great doubt about fellow candidate Donald Trump's ability to be commander-in-chief.
I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt to see how the campaign unfolded, but if you listen to him talk, it's kind of scary, to be honest with you, because he's not a serious candidate.
He was on CBS's Face the Nation. The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2 is the number one movie at the box office. This is AP Radio News. Pope Francis is in Central African Republic. He called on fighting factions in that country and elsewhere to lay down their weapons and instead arm themselves with justice, love, mercy, and authentic peace. The capital city has been the scene of sectarian violence in the Central African Republic for more than 2 years between Christian and Muslim militants. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson says the best way the U.S. can help Syrian refugees is to support the effort he saw firsthand in Jordan.
They're in the process of trying to get electricity, all of them, getting plumbing to all of them. You know, and they've taken in millions of people. You know, for us to bring 10,000 or 25,000 people over here, that doesn't solve the problem.
Carson was on ABC's This Week. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.